And I think that every family should have that choice.
Unfortunately, most Nevada families don't have that choice. Education policy should focus less on budgets and politics and more on expanding opportunity for students.
Every child should have an opportunity at the best education that they can get.
Learn more about how educational freedom can help Nevada students by visiting nevadapolicy.org. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
All right, ladies, let's be honest. Do you feel like the person you see in the mirror? Are hot flashes, fatigue, insomnia, and weight gain taking over your life? New Femme Rejuvenation Clinic can help. We're a medical clinic for women, staffed by women, offering the newest anti-aging and wellness care. We offer bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, sexual wellness treatments, and medical weight loss programs tailored to each woman's needs. Our therapies treat hormone imbalance due to menopause, childbirth, thyroid disorders, and adrenal fatigue. Only New Femme offers the most innovative sexual health treatments for low libido, vaginal pain, decreased sensation, and even urinary incontinence. Our medically managed weight loss programs are individually customized for sustained weight loss. Let the medical professionals at New Femme give you better energy, better sleep, and better sex.
Help us empower you. Call 702-996-5411. That's 702-996-5411 today. Visit us online at www.newfemme.com. That's N-U-F-E-M-M-E.com. Embrace the new you.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
My whole identity had been wrapped up in being a soldier. To have that so violently ripped from me when I was wounded, I was lost for a very long time. When Wounded Warrior Project came into my life, being around the other warriors, people that had similar experiences that I did, it was a game changer for me. Having King join the group, that was the beginning of a really good friendship.
It's a good time.
I first heard about Wounded Warrior Project through CQ. And at first I was kind of like, I don't know if I qualify. But having been a part of it, it's kind of taught me that it's not just the wounds that you can see, but it's those that you can't.
When you do something like a peer support group with Wounded Warrior Project and come together from different walks of life, man, the growth is incredible. If not for Wounded Warrior Project, I really don't think that I'd be here today.
See how we help warriors combat stigma at woundedwarriorproject.org/combatstigma.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
On this Tuesday edition of Live and Local, Kevin Wall with you until 9 o'clock. Don't forget 8:45, Bill O'Reilly, news and comment. And then, of course, Clay and Buck coming up at 9:05. I thought yesterday was really neat. We got a chance to bring you some really interesting perspectives on 9/11, 22 years later. Lindsey Graham was on Fox yesterday. And, you know, we always ask the question, are we safer today than we were 22 years ago? Most people say yes. I have my doubts at times. I look at TSA and what they do at the airport. But Lindsey Graham was on Fox and said, open borders, what's going on along our southern border may lead to the next terrorist attack. Here it is.
Well, why is this happening? It's not because of unpredictable weather. It's very predictable. They changed all of Trump's policies. They eliminated Remain in Mexico. They eliminated all the agreements we have with people in the Northern Triangle countries. If you set one foot in America, the word is out. You can stay here and apply for asylum. Mm-hmm. So what's happening is a direct result of their policy changes, and nothing will change until they change your policy. One final thought. What Abbott is doing, Governor Abbott, sending these people to New York, they need to continue to do that. The only hope I see for change is when Democrats push back. Send these illegal immigrants to Democratic-controlled cities all over the country mm-hmm. and making it real to Joe Biden's party. He would like to contain it all in Texas. How would you like to be living in Texas under that policy? So I applaud Governor Abbott. Doing what he's doing.
So talk to me a little bit about what that could look like, because the way that I see it, the cartels would just take over Texas. I mean, they would actually have a state that the White House would have given them.
Well, nobody crosses the border without cartel support. We finished the last mile of illegal smuggling. So 2 weeks ago, a smuggler associated with ISIS was bringing people here. This is 9/11. Mm-hmm. I remember where I was at. The broken border is not only bad domestic policy, not only creates financial problems and human heartache, it is an open invitation to terrorists to come and hit us again. I've never seen a higher threat than I do right now. You've got Taliban back in charge of Afghanistan, safe haven being provided to terrorist groups in Afghanistan with a broken southern border. You got an ISIS guy smuggling people in. It's just a matter of time till we get hit again unless the administration changes their policy.
Well, and to share with our audience, you and I were talking off camera. You said changes them like in 24 hours.
Oh, we're living on borrowed time. Like today. Mm-hmm. 2.5 million have come across that border illegally. How easy is it for a terrorist or a group of terrorists to get in the middle of these migrants? The Border Patrol is overrun. They're processing millions of people, so that leaves the border exposed.
Lindsey Graham, a South Carolina senator, on Fox yesterday. Coming up, a guy that knows a lot about ivermectin. In fact, he wrote a book about it. And, of course, the recent wave of COVID positive tests. We're going to talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
The Las Vegas Aces open the playoffs tomorrow night in their quest to become the first WNBA team to win back-to-back titles since the LA Sparks did so in 2001 and 2002. The Aces will host the Chicago Sky at T-Mobile Arena in Game 1 of the opening round in a best-of-three series. The Las Vegas Aviators open a six-game road trip in Texas tonight against the Round Rock Express. They'll return to Las Vegas Ballpark 1 week from tonight for their final homestand of the season against the Reno Aces. After winning their opener in Denver, the Las Vegas Raiders are still on the road. They'll be in Buffalo where the Bills are 9.5-point favorites ahead of Sunday's game. UNLV football will try to find their way back to the win column in Week 3. They're hosting Vanderbilt at Allegiant Stadium on Saturday.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio Done Right. Start your mornings right, live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Ron Quince has announced his candidacy for Congressional District 1. Ron Q is a conservative Republican who's lived in Southern Nevada for 20 years. He's no carpetbagger. Ron Q is a successful businessman and philanthropist. He's half the age of Nancy Pelosi, so he is the young blood that we need in Congress. So, Ron, why are you running?
When I look at my two little girls and their future, I can't sit around and watch the stupidity that comes out of this White House and continues to be supported by Dina Tynes. These people are nuts, and they're dangerous. They trample on the Constitution, they are ruining our economy, putting dangerous criminals back on the streets, and opening our borders to killer drugs and human trafficking. And they declared war against our families, our values, and our cherished institutions. My family legally immigrated here 40 years ago to pursue a dream of freedom. Now I must pursue that freedom for our community. It's time to take back our country.
Thanks, Ron. For more information on his campaign, go to ronqforyou.com.
Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress. Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
We're all not too bad of shape on our valley freeways right now, though a couple of issues on the Beltway in the Northwest Valley. 215 northbound at Cheyenne. That's a new accident being reported. Northbound 215 at Cheyenne. Still clearing an earlier one injury accident on 215 eastbound before Aliante Parkway. Moving along safely, though, on I-1595 and Summerlin Parkway at this point. Do have new injury accident on the surface streets. East Flamingo at Eastern. A 20% chance of late morning thunderstorms after 11 this morning. Otherwise, mostly sunny afternoon with high temperatures near 96 degrees. It's 82 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
As we've been telling you, there's been a spike of COVID cases across the nation. There are schools and universities that are mandating masks. Are we getting back into this? We talked about that with Dr. Pierre Corey. He is a pulmonary and critical care medicine specialist and the author of the book, The War on Ivermectin. And I asked him about this recent uptick in COVID cases. You've seen the surge. What do you make of it?
And much ado about nothing. I mean, this is COVID's been around. It's going to be around. It's going to be variants. This variant's no worse than any other. I'm just going to cut to the chase here. I mean, what you're witnessing is essentially at its root, it's an advertising campaign to boost vaccine sales. I mean, the last booster, the uptake was around 17%. They've plummeted. No one's interested in these vaccines. They don't work. Their toxicity is off the charts. And, you know, they're trying to shore up that vaccine market. And so what do? They instill fear. They overhype the variants. You know, they start threatening masks. They're trying to instill this, you know, this pandemic, emergency state again. And it's so deplorably transparent. I mean, you're talking about a mild variant. I mean, it's a really bad head cold for most, maybe a little bit more severe for some. I have to mention that it's easily treatable. We have lots of early treatment options. Ivermectin is one of them. Hydroxychloroquine is another. And so I think your listeners just have to understand at this point in the pandemic, we've been lied to repeatedly. Almost everything they've said have been very quickly proven to be not true, inaccurate, misleading, and essentially manipulative. And so we have to stop listening to these mouthpieces in government who are controlled by pharma.
Big pharma and health agencies have cried, don't take ivermectin. What do they have against ivermectin?
Everything. Ivermectin threatens the entire pandemic response, right? So not only the emergency use authorizations for the vaccines would have been disallowed if ivermectin had been shown and accepted to be effective, but it also threatened the markets for their patented pipeline drugs like molnupiravir and Paxlovid and monoclonal antibodies. I mean, you're talking about a market north of $100 billion that opened up overnight with the pandemic. And there were two drugs, really, that threatened them. You know, I wrote the book, The War on Ivermectin, but some of my colleagues could have easily written the book, The War on Hydroxychloroquine, because it was the same war just 1 year earlier. They had to attack any cheap, available, repurposed FDA-approved drug because the whole thing would have collapsed. And the book that I wrote, which is The War on Ivermectin, you know, although it is about ivermectin, I want people to understand it's really emblematic of a decades-long war on off-patent medicines. I mean, the entire Achilles heel of the pharmaceutical industry is off-patent medicines. They can't sell their new wares, their patented, exorbitantly expensive medicines that are barely tested, that they foist upon the American public, and they have to destroy the idea that any of the older drugs that can be repurposed. And so, I mean, it's standard operating procedure, and that's what I wanted to come out of this book. I want people to understand how they practice disinformation to get you to believe things that are not true, right? This whole thing that ivermectin's a horse dewormer and that it's ineffective and the large high-quality trials showed it didn't work. I mean, those large high-quality trials were completely fraudulent. They were done by pharma-funded investigators. And you know, but it's wickedly effective. I mean, I would say the not the majority of the country, but a slight majority of the country believes that ivermectin is ineffective. I think, you know, through our work, my work with my nonprofit, we've been able to disseminate all the evidence for ivermectin, and I think maybe 30% of the country knows that it's effective. But, you know, we're up against a whole media machine and government agencies that are controlled by pharma that want to convince you otherwise.
Okay, big pharma, I understand. There's a profit motive involved. What does big government have at stake in this argument?
Well, I maintain that the government is under a state of severe, historically unprecedented regulatory capture. So I don't separate a government and pharma. I mean, if you just look at the health agencies, right, how pharma controls them, I mean, one of the probably the most powerful lever they have is the revolving door. So anyone who gets to leadership in those health agencies, every action they take is being watched by pharma. If they take an action where they don't approve or vote for a drug that pharma wants, good luck trying to get a job after you leave government. And all of those government officials, and you've seen this, there's dozens of examples of FDA commissioners who then join boards or get these plum positions in these pharmaceutical companies with what are called golden parachutes. They get amazing pension plans and ridiculous salaries for the work they did when they worked for government. And that revolving door is probably the biggest one. And then the other one is the fact that they, I mean, pharma has massive funds to buy lobbyists, lawyers, to get legislation passed. I mean, you know, when Paxlovid trial supposedly showed efficacy, within one day the government had spent like $1.3 billion buying Paxlovid. I mean, it's really, we have to understand what regulatory capture means and how it plays out in real life.
There you have it, Dr. Pierre Corey, the author of the new book, The War on Ivermectin. And I will simply tell you, you get a lot of different opinions on shows like this and on cable news. I tend to believe guys like Dr. Pierre Corey. They've lost jobs for the benefit of saving millions of lives. I'd say that's a decent trade-off. That's going to just about do it today. Tomorrow, Kevin Child looks at more school closures by CCSD. Four schools today are not having classes because of teacher sick-outs. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up. Till we join you tomorrow, I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ, where Bill O'Reilly News and Comment and Clay and Buck are next. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
With every other attorney in town talking about winning and how much they've won, it's time we look at the facts and set the record straight. Learn & Row has helped over 150,000 people collect billions of dollars for their injuries, with over $1 billion recovered in the last 5 years alone. We have over 50 attorneys and over 400 legal professionals and the resources to fight for you. The reality is, there's Learn & Row, then there's everybody else.
Learn & Row is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Multi-state offices. Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you and your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure that your records are accurate and complete. And RevRex gives the IRS only the necessary data it needs to avoid opening you up to further auditing of revenue reported. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It's Tuesday, September 12th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Second Amendment in New Mexico. FDA approved. Kevin McCarthy occupied. And the jelly buys the ho-hos. It's all coming up. Then Bill will be here with your message of the day. But first, the governor of New Mexico issued that state of emergency and said no one is allowed to open or conceal carry around Albuquerque. She admitted that this probably will not win any legal challenges, and she also admitted that criminals will not follow the orders, and either will patriotic Americans. Dozens of gun owners rallied in Old Town Albuquerque, very armed. The governor said no rights are absolute. The FDA approved the updated COVID-19 vaccines, one from Moderna and one from Pfizer. Both of them are one shot. People 5 and older are eligible. It'll be available in just a few days at pharmacies across the country. Are you going to get one? According to the FDA, babies ages 6 months through 4 who have not been vaccinated against COVID are eligible to receive 3 doses of the updated Pfizer shot or 2 doses of the updated Moderna. Jeez. Protesters have occupied the office of House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Wow, I can only imagine they'll be facing 25 years in prison, right? They want Republicans to support PEPFAR. This is an AIDS program. George W. Bush started it as an emergency temporary program to give money to Africa for AIDS prevention and treatment. And now, of course, it must be permanent. The Republicans have a few concerns. Could this money be used in other more helpful ways? But also, the money is being used to promote, quote, institutional reforms in law and policy regarding sexual, reproductive, and economic rights of women. That's abortion. The consolidation of America's food industry just got even more consolidated. The J.M. Smucker Company has bought Hostess, the maker of Twinkies, and Ho-Ho's, $5.6 billion. Smucker owns a bunch of other brands, including Jif peanut butter, Folgers, 9 kinds of cat and dog foods. And if I may, our food consolidation, I believe, is a problem. We saw a bit of it during COVID. 4 companies control 80% of beef processing. Only 3 companies manufacture 73% of cereals. 93% of the soda market is held by 3 companies. And now Smucker will own all 73 of the Hostess products. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. The great Bill O'Reilly is here with your message of the day. Next.
The chairman of the Fed is promising more pain ahead. Last year, stocks dropped 20%, and this year could be worse. You are right to be worried. So please call the only precious metal dealer I trust, American Hartford Gold. They'll show you how to protect your savings and retirement accounts by diversifying your portfolio with physical gold and silver. So please call today, and they'll have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your IRA or 401k. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you, and they will give you up to $5,000 of free silver on your first order. Please call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text G-O-L-D-GOLD to 65532. Again, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 LIUNA proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Raiders fans, Terrible's Game Day giveaway is back and bigger than ever. Yes. Shop at your local Terrible's and make a purchase of $10 or more. Earn 10 entries when you make a Coors Light or Coca-Cola purchase. Yes. Scan your Terrible's app rewards code and earn entries for every game throughout the season. Score a $1,000 Raiders shopping spree. Hotel accommodations from Coca-Cola and a Coors Light Silver Seat experience. Every day is game day, exclusively at Terrible's. Visit Terrible's.com for details.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Tuesday, where's Chuck? New York City is in deep distress because more than 100,000 foreign nationals have arrived, most of whom need intense financial support. This weekend, Mayor Eric Adams announced a 5% cut of city services, including police protection, in order to pay for the migrants. So my question, where is Senator Charles Schumer, the second most powerful politician in the country, as the Senate Majority Leader? Chuck is a Brooklyn guy, and that borough is deeply affected by the migrant incoming. One might expect Schumer to be working with President Biden to increase border protection and temporarily suspend asylum applications. Those are the only two things that could bring quick relief to the migrant problem, which is now completely out of control. But Chuck is largely silent. I understand he has asked for more federal money, but President Biden says no. Chuck wants instant working papers for all migrants, but that's an obvious invitation for more to cross the border and come to New York City. Senator Schumer is a great example of a machine politician who will never go against the machine, even if his constituents are getting hurt, which they are. Chuck will not criticize his longtime pal Joe Biden, the master of disaster. So rock on, Chuck Schumer. We've got your number, but you'll never answer the call. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Okay, let's go to the mail. We had David Spano, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, last night. O'Reilly, you said 40% of the people will likely still vote for Biden if he runs again. Doesn't it really boil down to a repeat of 20? All right, they'll be voting, won't be voting for Biden, they'll be voting against Trump. Somewhat. But now Biden has a record. He didn't have it in 20. Didn't have any record. He's in his basement hiding. Now he's got a record, and I just gave you the Bidenomics. It's crazy. On the message board, Al, Congress needs to cut funding for the FBI to the point they feel a big pinch. It's never going to happen. The Democrats would never do that. The FBI helps the Democrats. So they never vote for that.